אז אנחנו קוראים את מאמר מתן תורה בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
So we are reading the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, in the writings of בעל הסולם.
שרב.
תשתדלו לשמוע את זה כאילו פעם אחת, פעם ראשונה.
Try to hear it as if it's the first time you're hearing it. Try. And you will see the extent in which there is in this.
The giving of the Torah.
Rabbi Akiva Omer,
love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great klal, collective or rule in the Torah. This statement of our sages demands explanation. The word klal, which is collective or rule, indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form that collective. Thus, when he says about the commandment, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 commandments in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single commandment, love your friend as yourself.
שאין אלו אלא דברים מתמיהים.
This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding commandments between man and man. But how can that single commandment contain all the commandments between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
הן עיקרי התורה. ורוב מניין ובניין שלה.
אין שאלות, רגע.
There are no questions, wait.
אין שאלות.
And also none from the world clear, so we'll continue. Yes.
אולי לקרוא שוב?
Should we read this again? Item 1.
תקרא שוב.
Read it again.
ואהבת לרעך כמוך.
Item 1 again. Love your friend as yourself from the beginning. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great klal, collective rule in the Torah. 1. This statement of our sages demand explanation. The word klal indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form that collective or rule. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, commandment, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 mitzvot, commandments, in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single commandment, love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding commandments between man and man. But how can that single commandment contain all the commandments between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
I still don't see anyone asking.
Okay.
Yes, there's someone there.
I'll
try to open a question here. This whole excerpt, what comes into my mind is incorporation. That's all our work, to reach incorporation. And also we're counting the Omer count until we receive the Torah. It is the, we count 49, which is the incorporation of seven sefirot. So in the way he writes here, it's very difficult to understand it, to see it. But also my question is not, I don't have a clarified question, but I know we have to be incorporated and reach mutual responsibility in order to receive the Torah. I'm not sure how to ask it.
Okay, we'll have to scrutinize also before we ask. Yes.
He says about the great rule of the Torah that it's love your friend as yourself. Why is it not to bring contentment to the Creator, the commandment? Because the purpose of creation is not to love our friends as ourselves.
We don't question Baal HaSulam. If he writes it that way, then he writes it that way. Why? How could I tell you? Let's say now 20 people will stand up and each will say their opinion. Well, and what will you have from that? Okay. So let's go.
Item 2. If we can still strain to find some way to reconcile their words, there comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came to Hillel and told him, teach me the whole of the Torah while I am standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. The translation of love your friend as yourself. And the rest is its commentary. Go study. Here before us is a clear law that in all the 612 commandments and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the commandment, love your friend as yourself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the commandment of loving others properly. Since he specifically says, the rest is its commentary, go study. This means that the rest of the Torah is interpretations of that one commandment. The commandment to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
Again.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it mean that you cannot complete the commandment of loving others as yourself without them, that you need to have the 612 commandments in order to observe that commandment?
Yes, because if it is a klal, a rule or a collection, a collective thing, then you have to, can't do it without doing all the rest. Otherwise you cannot observe it. You can't do it only.
And observing the 612 commandments in the form of loving your friend as yourself, what's the connection between them?
The connection is internal. That if it's a rule, then it includes all of them.
Is this commandment above them, above all the 612?
It works out that it is a result, a klal, the rule.
What does it mean that he says what you hate, don't do to your friend, that it's a translation of your friend as yourself? I thought it was 2 degrees. I didn't know it was a translation. What does he mean by that?
I didn't understand you.
In the text he says, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. In parentheses, the translation of love your friend is yourself.
Yes.
So what does it mean that it's a translation? I thought they were 2 degrees.
No, it's not that it's 2 degrees. It's almost the same thing. If you're in love thy friend as thyself, then you're doing only good things toward the other.
I thought love was the highest degree. And before you reach that, you begin with not doing to your friend what you hate.
No, what is there to do? There's nothing to do if you're already in love.
Right, so the degree before that is not to hurt, not to do to others what you hate. This is 1 degree, and then you can actually come to love.
Yes.
But here he calls it a translation, so I don't...
That's how he writes. We'll see onwards from here. Okay.
Item 3. Before we delve into the heart of the matter, we must observe that commandment, since we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself, not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli nation, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs. This is utterly impossible, for not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us to not add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision.
Yes.
From Belarus they're asking, what does it mean that the whole Torah is given on when you stand on one leg, and what you hate don't do to your friend, and the rest you need to go and study?
Because don't do to your friend what is hated upon you is not yet love. It's not yet love thy friend as thyself. It's just to rid yourself from the hatred, from not beating up the other, but to hug, to love like you're supposed to love, who knows what. You need to learn that. That's why it's written. If you already came to this state in which you don't hate him, but rather wants to come now from this neutral state to love, then come study. From Merkaz One, they're asking, I'm not a religious person. I don't know anything about the commandments between man and man or between man and the Creator. I don't understand anything about that. How can I relate correctly to what's written here so it will also belong to me?
It relates to every person. It has nothing to do with religion, as he says it. Rather, each one must have a good relation toward others. So the wisdom of Kabbalah explains what is the meaning of this good relation toward others.
That's it for now.
That's it? Good. Yes?
We know that there were thousands of Kabbalists and many books that are in dispute with one another. And here Baal HaSulam chooses two Kabbalists, Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. And as far as he's concerned, that's the proof from those two sentences from them. That's the proof that this is one commandment that includes everything.
Yes.
Why is this?
Why? Because those two Kabbalists, these two great sages, are at the basis of Judaism. And there is no doubt that what they said were holy words and come from the top spiritual level. This is number one. Number two, if Baal HaSulam takes them, then he already understands that there is no need to check up on them. I understand you that it seems to you like that, you know, how can that be? Because there are many other sages in Israel and in the nations of the world. So why are they not mentioned here next to this proverb, love your friend as yourself and others, etc. So know that it's agreed in the Torah that what Hillel says and what Rabbi Akiva says and others like them are beyond any doubt, that they are the highest possible level.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go.
Item 4. And if this is still not enough for you, I will tell you that the simple explanation of that commandment of loving your fellow person is even harsher. For we must put the needs of our friends before our own. It is written in the Tosfot, in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud, regarding the verse, because he is happy with you, said about a Hebrew slave. When, and is how it was written, when sometimes he has but one pillow, if he lies on it himself and does not give it to his slave, he does not observe because he is happy with you. For he is lying on a pillow and the slave on the ground. And if he does not lie on it and does not give it to the slave as well, it is a sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his slave, while the master himself lies on the ground. We also find the same rule in the verse about the measure of loving others. For here too, the text compares the satisfaction of the friend's needs to the satisfaction of one's own needs. As with the example of because he is happy with you regarding a Hebrew slave. Thus, here too, if he has but one chair and his friend does not, the law is that if he sits on it and does not give it to his friend, he breaks the commandment, love your friend as yourself. Since he is not fulfilling the needs of his friend as he fulfills his own. And if he does not sit on it and also does not give it to his friend, it is as evil as sodomite rule. Therefore, he must let his friend sit on it while he himself will sit on the ground or stand. Clearly, this law regarding all the needs that one has and one's friends lacks, now go and see if this commandment is in any way feasible.
Ken?
Yes.
It sounds very hypocritical in a way. Meaning, if you have a slave, you have to give him the pillow or the chair before you sit on it, or before you lay asleep on it. But here it's talking about a slave. It's like, how are you observing such a commandment and you're keeping a slave? It seems unrealistic.
Forget about the slave. You don't understand what it means to be a landlord and what it means to be a slave. And the rest of the things, does it make sense?
Yes, but I guess maybe I just don't understand that. It sounds...
Don't get into things you don't understand.
Contradicting logic. You're keeping a slave and...
We're done with slaves, so...
So how am I supposed to understand this?
Understand only one thing. What pertains to you, to your life, how you need to relate to people. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Rav, this piece is always... confusing. There's this commitment of mine to all of, let's say, of Israel. Let's say just Israel, yes. As if that's not enough. And I have to care for each and every one of them so that everything they need, they will have.
No, of course, this is impossible, of course. The Torah does not exaggerate. So if you have a person in front of you, you have to care for him first and then about yourself.
בתנאי שיש לי את ההכרחיות, נכון? זה לא, הוא לא...
Under the condition that I have my necessities, right? He doesn't mention it, but that's already there naturally.
עכשיו, אנחנו נמצאים בתוך
העשירייה. Yes, you should live in them and not die in them.
לא כל ישראל, רק בעשירייה. ויש לנו חבר שיש לו בעיה של פרנסה.
Okay, now we are in a 10. Let's move to an even smaller thing. He doesn't have a living right now. He's looking for employment. Do we as a 10 need to go and truly give him, let's say, money to sustain himself? Or do we not even enter such things between us?
If you are already in a corrected 10, then you need to be as one man. In other words, you need to connect everything you have, and divide it into 10. So one part will belong to him.
That is very, very, very far from where we are right now.
But I am telling you that in the future, this is the approach that should be. And I have nothing to add beyond that.
So,
okay.
Ken.
Yes.
זה נשמע שהוא מסביר פה ש...
It sounds like he's explaining here that I am the servant of the friend. I need to supply my friend all of his existence. And then at the end he says, is it even possible, is it feasible to do such a thing? And if so, go and learn. And if such a thing can be observed. He doesn't even give an explanation. He just asks.
Yes, because it's obviously impossible. So what do? We try to get as close to it as possible in the current frame of our lives. That's it. Next. Period. Go on. Moshe.
Item 5. We must first understand why the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation and not to all the people in the world equally.
Is
there, God forbid, nationalism involved here? Of course, only an insane person would think so. In fact, our sages have already examined this question, and this is what they meant by their words, that the Creator gave it to every nation and tongue, and they did not accept it. But what they find bewildering is, why then were we called the chosen people, as it is written, the Lord has chosen you, since no other nation wanted it? Moreover, there is a fundamental question in the matter. Can it be that the Creator came with His law in His hands to negotiate with those savage peoples, or through His prophets? Such a thing has never been heard of and is completely unacceptable.
Well, no questions. What can I do? Yes.
Women, Hebrew 2, Shalot.
From women, Hebrew 2, they're asking, does a person need, also in his corporeal work, fulfilling his own needs, to be in the intention in order to bestow, and by that he keeps the commandment of caring for everyone?
In his corporeal work, where he works, he still needs to be honest with his boss, with country, with the government, and depending on where he is. And that's the way he should properly position himself, conduct himself.
Question from women in Moscow. We cannot come to the love of the Creator before we work. So does it mean that every work we do is through a prayer to the Creator?
Yes.
Maxis, what are these 612 mitzvot in our study? Looks like I don't know any one of them.
The main commandment is to love your friend as yourself. Everything else are only components of that commandment. That's it.
That's it for now.
Yes, Bensi. What?
Yes, Bensi. In Bala Sulam's question, whether we can observe it, it's a very powerful sentence. Can we even keep this whole Torah? The Torah is a precise thing. And here he seemingly kind of doubts it. What is this approach of Bala Sulam in this question that he's asking such a question?
He says it's the general and superior law of all of nature, of all the degrees in the world, of love of others. And this is why we need to uphold it. If you obey this law, if you uphold it, then you are seemingly upholding all of reality correctly. But if not, then you are not observing it, and nothing will help you. Whatever you do, for yourself, whatever you do, there will be no justification to anything.
Meaning this is a condition for the entire Torah.
Yes, that's why it's called a rule, a collective, because it contains everything.
What can you learn from the approach of Barasam, where he asks this question, he evokes a question that is also something special? How can you observe such a thing, this approach? What can we learn from that? Where he's kind of like putting it to doubt, this whole approach to this. Like, how can you observe this?
You can't observe it. It's clear that it's impossible because we are completely opposite and in every way. But the fact that it stands before us as a condition, that if we want to observe the general law of nature, we will have to come to an understanding and observing of this rule, love your friend as yourself. That's the only way we will reveal nature as one collective superior mechanism.
One more thing, there's actually a statement from Bala Sulam that you cannot observe such a, you can keep such a rule. It's a very powerful thing that he's writing here in the article, and he's actually writing it to all the people.
Yes.
That you cannot observe this rule.
Yes, it's obvious that it's impossible.
Why is it love thy friend as thyself? Why not like myself?
Well, he explains this later.
I remember, but Rav said to read it, this article as if it's the first time that we read it. So it looks like Bala Sulam is preparing us for something. What is he preparing us for here?
To understand this rule and to try to come closer to keeping it, to carrying it out.
So I'll ask this from a different direction, please. If I don't give it to my friend or to the servant, it's the Sodom rule. But why should I suffer?
I'm not going to be an advocate and a judge here. We will study together and you will understand.
I'm trying to understand how to come to this article. It's an article that we know that is very...
Mister, we will study together and understand as much as we can. Do you understand the approach we need?
So that's exactly what I'm asking.
Well, no, so I don't know as well. I don't know.
So why did Rav say, come to this article as if you're reading it for the first time? How? What to do then?
I understand that at least this you understand, how to read the article as if it's the first time you hear it. Okay. Yes.
אז הבנו שהמצווה הזאת כמו שהיא כתובה וכמו שאנחנו...
So we understood that this commandment, as it is written and the way we understand it, cannot be observed.
Yes.
And on the other hand, it's clear in the tent that we have to reach Arvut. There's every question that we ask, you basically repeat it every day. Come to Arvut between you. Come to mutual guarantee between you. So maybe here's the question, maybe you can help us nevertheless. What's the next little step of coming closer, one bit of an inch towards this Arvut? I want today, at the end of the day today, for us to be an inch closer to Arvut than we were yesterday.
You have a 10? Try to come closer to them by 1 millimeter. I have nothing more to recommend. Okay, there was someone else there who wanted to ask. Yeah?
Can't hear you.
Can hear? What does the attitude need to be towards the Creator for us to be able to observe this in all these conditions that we will be able to observe this?
The relation to the Creator must be that it's the upper force that contains all of nature and all the rules, and that's the relation toward Him.
Do we need to be a servant towards the Creator to agree with that?
Can you speak properly and not into your own beard?
We need to be a servant before the Creator so that He will control all our qualities in order to observe our foot between us and the friends.
Yes, we need to turn to the Creator and demand of Him an explanation as well as the strength to do what He demands of us.
Thank you.
That's it? Questions from the world, Klee.
Ken. Turkey 4.
Oh, many of them. All right, Turkey 4.
Good morning, Ralph. You answered to a friend if there is a state of corrected 10. And I want to ask, as much as I know, during the time of Rabash, there were people who wanted to live a commune life. And but somehow Rabash was too angry about this option, and people who offered this just left the Rabash by time. And I want to ask why he was angry, why it wasn't accepted, even though I hate common lifestyle, but it seems that this is what Baal HaSulam offers to us.
It's because we cannot take upon ourselves rules that we cannot abide by, that we cannot keep. It's forbidden to take upon ourselves a rule that we cannot keep.
What do you mean?
If people are unable to keep the rules of connection that mutual responsibility requires, then they mustn't even approach it. We had all kinds of things like that. We would collect all the money that we were making and divided it into, say, 10. Afterwards, we had, I don't even want to talk about it, many activities. But they were all wrong. It was not according to our degree that we could keep. It was according in corporeality. Of course you can do it, but not in spirituality. And this is why we failed in this.
Zemuvan. Also, I want to ask a specific question that my tent, Turkey 4, we are a little shaky. And there's great heaviness, and friends are not coming to the morning lessons, and we are only 5. And there is a pullback in the tent. So we don't know how to awaken friends, and they're all tired, and they wanted me to ask you this. And what can I do? What can I do for the tent?
You need to check if you are following the rules that the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us. And not that on the one hand we want to scrutinize according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and on the other hand we're not really following its rules. And then, of course, in that case, of course, we have some sort of we have this kind of a limping movement. So this is number one. Number two, you need to understand that everything that comes to you doesn't come because you are like that, but because the Creator sent this state from above. And you need to connect, to unite. You need to speak with Him in this way. He is telling you this state, and you want to show Him the state opposite from it.
Can I say that if I follow up the rules of the work, love your neighbor as thyself, so is it only dependent on me? So if I do my part, then Creator will complete it. Is it for sure? Or can I say that it is also dependent on them? Nothing will change only by me. So how should one see this, perceive this?
A person needs to see that he is dependent on what he does as well as on what they do, and to try to connect these things together. We will talk about it. We have
Woman Latin 15.
Women Latin 15.
Rab, ningún pueblo quiso recibir la Torah. Entonces, ¿por qué dice el Señor tu Dios te ha elegido, si el único pueblo que lo quiso recibir?
Why are they called the chosen people if, after all, none of them wanted the Torah, no other nation?
Yeah, he's asking about that because in the end we need to continue and reveal our real choice in the Creator of the world. Okay? Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, спасибо. В итоге ближние — это тьма,
yes, Raf, thank you.
Обращаем свет взаимодействия с этим.
Eventually, the other is the darkness that we turn into light.
Мой товарищ.
The other is my friend.
Но это мы так начинаем, как вы говорите, объединяемся физически.
What darkness are you talking about?
Речь уже идет о тех обновлениях, которые мы получаем.
Не выдумывай себе.
What, but this is, we're talking about the connection that's physical and...
Что у вас там за философии свои появляются?
Don't make up something you heard no one. What are these philosophies you have there?
Где ты такое видел? Напиши мне. Пошли мне.
Where did you see this thing? Send it to me.
H10.
H10.
גדול, תודה, כלי עולמי, שלום לכל הכלי העולמי מחובר. השאלה שלי היא ככה, אני מקווה שאתה שומע טוב היום.
Thank you, World P. Hello to all. World P that's connected. I hope you hear me good today. My question. A friend from Turkey asked about the commandments, and you said that there are commandments that we're not allowed to. And in your blog, I read that you gave an example about Noah that did the ark, and he took all the things that he couldn't use, and he put them on the side. Is it the same thing?
Did anyone understand what he's asking?
You talked about commandments that you couldn't be able to do, and just like the 10 and things that you put aside, and we can't do that.
I didn't say that you couldn't keep up with it, stay with it. That's not what I was talking about. Okay, this is all, seems to me like completely unrealistic what I'm hearing today.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Raf, if one reaches a point of complete despair, which was on egoism, which one realizes there's no way out, and the only answer there is that you don't want to leave because you care about the friends, you don't want to let them down. Is that love of friends?
Ken. Ken?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Santiago.
Santiago.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, querido Lamy. Quiero hacer dos preguntas, Rav.
Good day, Rav. Good day, World Clean.
De alguna manera ya me la ha contestado. Primera pregunta.
You could ask the questions, Rav. Although you've answered them somewhat. First question. A Hebrew slave needs to be loved as if he was the creator and to thank him for existing.
I don't know what to thank him for, but you have to relate to him basically as to any other person, as to any other person, and share with him what you have. But these are not laws we have to uphold today. So don't take these half sentences and start twisting them as if you are in some courtroom discussion. Just understand the principle that according to the principle of the Torah, everyone is equal and everyone is close.
Beseder?
Okay.
No.
An additional question, if possible, Rav?
Yeah.
Lishma, si estoy en lo lishma.
About the commandment. How can I attain Lishma if I'm not yet in Lishma?
We yearn, and then along the way we go through these two degrees, Lo Lishma, not for her sake, and Lishma, for her sake. The important thing is to yearn. Okay? All right. So, where are we, Moshe?
Item 6.
Item 6. Oh, that's long. Okay. So we will end with this. I see that today the audience, maybe before the holidays, is... Yes?
How do you summarize this lesson?
I don't
know what to say. There are excerpts that I am very happy with and excerpts that I'm not happy with. I think that the problem is that I, before I came to the lesson, I would read the material, those excerpts that we were going to study in the lesson. So it's not like I was reading during the lesson from the study material. I had already scrutinized and delved, and even with questions, this is how it should be. And here I see that people all of a sudden attach themselves to this matter of the slave or other such matters that are unimportant, not for our time and not for our for what's pertinent for us. I think you need to understand that what he writes here, he writes for us. And we need to try to get into the text. That's it. This is my opinion about the lesson. And besides, I see that many people are sleeping. So what is the reason? I understand that there aren't enough hours in the day. But still. Be a little more concerned about rest time. What's the reason for the tiredness? Can someone tell me? Okay. Do you have an answer? Please.
We talked today about this matter of at the bottom of the mountain, there's states that we, if we leave them as they are, then we can very fast fall to fatigue and indifference. And you said that we have to learn more about these states and how we have to invert them. It's a matter of inverting a state which seems lost to a state of upliftment. And there are many such states in the lesson where it seems like the state is at a loss. You move to indifference and you kind of fall asleep. And instead of together inverting that lesson, maybe we have to learn how to.
I don't think that we are in a state that we are lost. I don't see a justification for such a feeling. There are states when a person needs to feel that way, but not, there is no general time like that right now.
Yes, so I'm just saying that it seems so, and there's these kind of forms of crises during the lesson, maybe we fall asleep because of that, lose importance. The question is how we invert it. from that moment to something else?
No.
Well, okay. I have nothing to say. I went through all the states. And still, I cannot justify this general attitude that is so heavy and causes everyone to fall under their burden.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. I want to testify the opposite, that we're feeling like a new time, a new state. And today I simply woke up a little earlier, and it doesn't let me sleep because it was important for me to come here and to be together with the friends.
Excellent. That's it. So, let's end with this.
So we're going to read the announcements. Together, all as one, a unity evening for the Shavuot holiday. Dear friends, we're inviting you to a world unity event for this Shavuot holiday. On Sunday, May 28th, 6 p.m. Israel time, at the Kabbalah La'am Center in Petah Tikva. It will also be broadcast on the Arvut system and Tzviva Tova. We will celebrate with a meal, gathering friends, a premiere video, movie and theater and music. Entrance is from 18 years and up, and more details will be sent out. Our broadcast for today, news program with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman, recorded from 10 to 10:30 a.m. and afternoon lesson with Kabbalah with Rav 12 to 1. We'll sing a song. פיאר קמטלב היית אקי אקי מדיחה כיהודה אקסמה מרסיחה פיאר קמטלב היית אקי אקי מדיחה כיהודה. Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the sparkle of flashes, ego is turning to ashes. Lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Merciha, Pianca Matlab, Heita, Eki Eki, Medica, Keye Kuda. Sarisame, Merciha, Pianca Matlab, Heita, Eki Eki, Medica, Keye Kuda.